Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wamit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
If there's one thing I know for certain, it's that it wouldn't be an ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast if I wasn't scrambling to find the patrons as it started. But here we are. Welcome to the show. I'm joined today by Frank. How's it going, Frank?
Hey, doing good.
Frank is really a trooper, you know, coming in after working a 13-hour shift, you know, back...
I'm not working 13 hours.
14-hour shift. That's right. You correct me.
There we go.
Not enough, you know, just like slogging through like an infernal, you know, or there's like a just, I don't know, heat everywhere. And then it's really cold at the same time somehow. And your body's just like, you know, withering the elements or what have you. yeah, Frank's here continuing on our five year anniversary parade. It's kind of been a lot of fun. It's actually, this is 246. So given that 250 is going to be episode or our 5 year anniversary episode, we're almost there. How do you feel about that, Frank?
It's exciting. You know, I've been listening to the show now for 3-ish years, maybe, and maybe 3.5, but you know, it just goes by so quick. Even just listening, I'm sure it's been different on your side as well, but I'm super happy to be part of it.
Yeah, I like I've mentioned this podcast before, but there's like a podcast I listen to, and then like they'll make like a reference to when they started, they made it independent and they were able to like go full time. And then I was like, yeah, that was like 3 years ago, right? And it's like almost 8 years. which means like I've been listening to that podcast since my like second year of university, so like it's been almost 10 years I've been listening to that podcast. That's crazy, but it's just become a thing, right? So hopefully that's what I am for you. But Frank, I have to first of all thank you, because I feel like you have been someone who I've like the patrons that kind of are on the Patreon right now have pretty much been there for the longest time, and I just appreciate so much your continued support. And it's so cool that like we have all these patrons that stick by for so long.
Oh yeah, I just kind of got to a point where I was listening to the show and I finally got caught up, and I was, because I started I started mm-hmm. episode one and then went all the way through. so it's a little bit weird, but whenever I finally got caught up, I was like, yeah, I think I've gotten a lot from this, and $5 a month is nothing really, so I can do it. Might as well.
I was gonna say, I really like episode one, but like I don't know if that's like, okay, let's go through another 100 episodes of this. Like I don't know if that's my first reaction to episode one.
Well,
what kind of made you stick through all it?
So when I started, I was just looking for volume. Mm-hmm. So like when I started listening to y'all, it was actually like right around when First Touch started. So like mm-hmm. when I Googled Rocket League podcast, yours came up, and then First Touch came up, and then First Touch was, you know, obviously sponsored by Psyonix. And so I was like, well, we'll see. And then they ended up having like 3 episodes, and I was like, nah, we're not about that. So then I looked at y'all, and it was, you know, y'all had like 150 or something out at the time. And I was like, yes, we're going to do this one. So I was like, I was going for volume. And so that's how it got me. And then I started listening, and all the early stuff with all the beginner's corners and stuff was exactly what I needed, because I was in like high gold, low platinum at the time, and all those things just really, really helped, you know, push me through all the way up to diamond and then into champ eventually. So I still use a lot of those, you know, tips and tricks that I got from those early episodes. If you haven't listened to them, I would recommend doing so.
Yeah, no, especially like I would say the first crop, like especially with combo on there, I think there's a lot of stuff. If you're in those like silver, gold, you know, platinum areas, I think there's a lot of stuff. Even diamond, I think that helps out. I'm just laughing because I feel like you started listening to the show and then you became better than me. Like,
I don't know if I am. I'm still in that weird bubble of diamond three, champ one. And
I might still be okay.
I feel like I shouldn't be there, but I am. Yeah. And I think part of my problem is I take way too many risks, and I'm still working on like cutting people off and stuff like that, and like reading teammates. But like, I play with my chat off. I don't usually play with a teammate. I solo queue almost everything. So like, it's literally just reading the other team and my teammates. And I think a lot of that is, you know, part of what slowed me down, because if I played with a dedicated group or whatever, I think I could push higher without all the randomness of good teammates, bad teammates, you know.
I think you're right, but also I think you're having fun. And I think ultimately
I'm in a good spot.
Someone who worked 22 hours the other day, you know, when you're getting your 1 hour Rocket League and your 1 hour of sleep a day. All right. This exactly. is the picture painting, by the way, for the audience, for who Frank's like, you know, not a loving family man, but this is a man who like 20 hours of work, 4 hours of Rocket League, 1 minute of sleep. All right. That's Frank's daily schedule. What was I going to say? I'm so funny. I made myself laugh enough that I stopped thinking what I was going to say. No, I think one of the things as well is like once you're kind of, if you were playing Rocket League to relax, kind of hard to be like, yeah, let me be calculating and like try to like, you know, make sure I see exactly what all my teammates and my opponents are doing. Nah, yeah. I'm just going for whatever I feel like going. Come on.
Oh yeah. And I do. And sometimes it works great. And everybody, you know, I assume everybody thinks I'm a god. I can't see the reactions, but I do sometimes. And then all other times I'm like, please, nobody say anything. This was so bad.
No, for but, sure. And I mean,
but mm-hmm. I think last year I hit my peak, and it was like literally 1 week after Elias gave me some critique on a video I sent him. And I was like, okay, Elias, thank you. And I'm like, I'm really going to channel this. And then like, I went up like 200 MMR in like a week, and I was like, holy crap.
I went from like
1,000 MMR to like almost champ three in like a week and a half or whatever because of this. And then, I cruised there for like maybe a week, and then I just fell hard down to like diamond one.
And that happens every time because
exactly.
'cause your mind adjusts to being at that rank, but your fingers aren't ready there. They're not there yet. Well,
that week was awesome because I was like, I'm playing with some amazing players. I feel like everything is clicking. And then all of a sudden it just like one bad game. And I was like, no, it can't be. This can't be it. And then it was two bad games. I was like, please, no, don't let it end. And there's three bad games. And then all of a sudden there's no end in sight. Oh yeah. I had to just, I had to quit ranked. For like 3 months and just play casual.
That's what you get for ranking up so high, you know.
I just did casual and I did extra modes and that was it for like 3 months, and then eventually I got back into the ranked scene, and you know, now I'm back in champ one, diamond three. So,
but we're thankful that, you know, you've kind of found your groove and you've stick with the podcast. But you know who else we're thankful for? Not just our one patron that's on today, Frank, but also all our patrons. So I'm gonna give the shout outs here so I don't forget, all right? And then we're gonna continue on with glorifying the manly Frank. All right. So Zodiac 22, thank you so much. Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Spacebear, Frank, Awesomeness, Digital Toast, Paint, Wicca, Ook, and Young Slug. All right. There you go. Thank you all for your support. What's happening?
That was a good Aruk there.
Do you like that one? I'm just trying to find new creative ways. It's no longer about the like the effort or like the scream. It's like, okay, like let's find some new ones, you know? Let's find some little changes here. But yeah,
reminds me of the laughing situation in One Piece. Every character's got a slightly different laugh.
That works?
Yeah, if I don't know if you've ever paid attention, but if you read the manga or whatever, every character has a slightly different laugh. Like some will, you know, ha ha ha. Some of them will be hee 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 hee. None of them are the same. They're all slightly different. It's wild.
To the point
where he now like makes up like just does words instead of like a laughing sounds. Like they'll just laugh for words.
Gotcha. Sorry, in my mind, I'm like, we no longer have ways to describe this laugh, so now the movement of the person's body will now be the demonstration.
No, like, sorry, it's on the brain because I just watched a bunch of One Piece last week, but there was an episode where, like, Robin was having a flashback, and in her flashback, she laughed like... It's like D-E-R-I-S-H-I-S-H-I, and then they just repeat the last S-H-I over and over. And then the person she was talking to was like, "What's a derishi?" And she's like, "Oh, that's just my laugh." I'm like, "I'm sorry, what?"
It's so in. I mean, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because sometimes you can get so meta that it stops being good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like, is that inside joke upon inside joke, or how are we doing it?
I don't know, but yeah.
So anyway, with that in mind, I really like One Piece. I just know if I start talking about One Piece right now, not gonna get the Rocket League episode out of this.
It's fine.
I'm just, you know what, Frank, because there's not, of all the things that are kind of being promised in the new year, I think I'll have to bring you on for one of the new shows episodes, considering that anime talk. But anyway, with that, tidbit or foreshadowing out of the way, one of the things that I when I was bringing you on, I want to kind of make sure, like, I want to learn, I guess, right? We talked a little bit about all those things, kind of like the how you got into it. Do you find that, so you got into the show by kind of just like looking up the show itself? Do you find that's the case kind of with everything? Like, is it just one of those things when you're kind of getting into Rocket League, like the only way you'd kind of listen to a podcast is you search it up yourself? Like, I've thought about this for a while, right? Like, I mean, especially because I've went through all those different phases of, oh, I'm trying to, like, you know, grow the show and all that. It's like, how do people actually, other than like typing it in, and because they already listen to podcasts, like, how would people get into podcasts?
I don't know. For me, it was like, I just got, actually, it was on a work site. I was basically like alone all day. Normally that's not the case, or, you know, or normally somebody has music going on, but like I would be hopping from room to room and just by myself all day. So I needed something to listen to. So I started listening to like just a bunch of D&D podcasts and like offshoots and whatever.
Oh my goodness. Pause. I've gotten way, like, I don't know if you know what's been going on, but like with like Baldur's Gate 3 and stuff, I've gotten back in to like not just D&D, but like just the genre, like the fantasy genre in general.
Yeah.
I read 400 pages of book and I haven't read in like a year. So it's, we'll have to have this for, okay. Anyway, Rocket League. Okay. Focus here. Okay. So you're listening to D&D, and then Rocket League was another like influence here, or what?
Well, after hundreds of hours of different D&D podcasts, I eventually just was like, I need something different. So,
how much critical role did you want?
I was started whenever they started like their season two, and then I listened to all of season one between episodes when they would release them. So like I was just listening to so much, because their episodes are like 3 or 4 hours long. It's I eventually got it up to like 1.8 speed on my podcast, just because I was like, there's just so much information here, I'm trying to catch up. But I was cranking through them at one point. But yeah, I got through that, and then like
Dimension 20. Did you watch the new show or no? Sorry, I'm just invested. You watched the new show, like the
New season,
like
or
Critical Role, like the animated show.
I watched. I think the first season of it. I didn't watch the rest of it.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm probably gonna go back and watch it. I just haven't.
Because that's probably how I'm gonna consume the first season. Okay, I keep getting off track.
It's pretty good. It doesn't go through all of it, but it does go through like a crucial arc that they now refer back to quite a bit.
That's kind of my goal, is if I can listen to like the third, right? If I can, like, I'll use this animated series to not have to listen through the first one, because it was a little too relaxed. And I kind of want it to be like a little more product, especially if I'm listening to 3 hours of it.
And so, after like hundreds of hours of Critical Role and various other D&D podcasts, I needed something.
You're like,
else
this. To listen to. This talking about lines and corners, like, this is really going to get me into.
Exactly. I was like, you know what? What is a line? I got into some politics podcasts and then some Rocket League podcasts, and just trying to vary my listening stuff up, and it's just daily news podcasts. And so you were just happened to be in the mix there of things that I was interested in that had podcasts available so I could learn about them. So
I like that Venn diagram. That's a fun Venn diagram. I guess another thing, and we'll talk about esports in a little bit. But another thing I'm curious about is, I think in Rocket League, there's very much different types of podcasts, right? You talked about First Touch. I'm always curious kind of to our eyes. I think we've been a little more esports focused in the last little bit, right? I think this is a fair assessment. I wonder how many niches there actually is in Rocket League. Because we kind of had the more educational side. It was cool that we had the college esports side, but that was kind of not our own fault. we just happened to stumble upon it. But I guess what I'm curious is, you have that, was there anything like in our podcast that was any different? And this is just me being reflective of 5 years, right? And kind of thinking about like how we went about doing our show. But was there anything, maybe apart from just like the learning tips and tricks, was there anything else that really stood out? Or we just have volume, you know? We just happen to have 100 episodes out.
So it wasn't, the volume was why I started, but the reason I stayed was just because the content was good. The tips and tricks were good. The banter was funny. The host chemistry between you and Wabs and Combo was always good. It just continued to be a good product. And then I found out y'all had a Discord, and I was just starting to kind of get into Discord more, because of them. Mobile game, and
which will not be mentioned on this podcast. No, you keep going. That's fine. Keep going. I'm not saying anything. I don't know what it is, but I made it way more cryptic and worse than whatever it actually is. But continue.
Whatever you think it is, it's that.
It's not.
No. It was just a lot of things that lined up really well for me, and I wouldn't have stayed if it wasn't good. Or if I didn't think it, if I didn't like it, because there was a few other podcasts that I did start at that time that I was like 5 episodes in. I was like, I really want to like this, but it's just not good. And then I just gave them up, like, I don't need this.
I kind of get it though. Like, cause I think, and it's sometimes it's not even quality. Cause I've noticed like with most of the podcasts I listen to, like it takes 10 episodes to even start anything, start having even like a C+ level of quality. And I'm not even talking about like the audio, because you can get the audio quality pretty good. Like as someone who's never done a podcast before, they can get a pretty good kind of audio quality. But before you really get kind of the flow of a podcast down, I think with this particular I'm only bringing these stories up just because we have that 5-year anniversary coming up. So I kind of like documenting it all. This is actually just for historical purpose at this point. But I think we had that artifact run. We essentially had a failed podcast before we did this podcast. But I think we'd done that for at least like 10, 15 episodes. Or at least Wabs and I, by the time we did the first Rocket League episode, we were like almost at 10 episodes in on the other show. So I think we at least had that flow kind of down, and I think that helped a lot.
Okay. I'd say so.
Enough waxing poetically about ourselves here. Let's talk about esports. I think this to me has been one of probably the most intriguing things, because we have the audience that listens to our show that it's like, oh, let's talk about the esports stuff. And I think especially like with Messi coming on, and Ty and Cursor and everyone and Wabs, you know, I even have to give Wabs his credit, because Wabs has been following the scene a lot more closely than I have in the last 2 years. You know, we have that quality. But I'm always curious, is like, what's your take on kind of getting into the esports side of Rocket League? Like, do you think it's easy? Do you think it's difficult? What's the ups? What's the bad? Like, what's the downside? What do you hate about it? You know, stuff like that.
So I think its plus is, you know, has been mentioned many times, just like it's so easy to understand on a surface level. Like, you know, you walk in and you're seeing this and it's just, you know, cars hitting the ball towards a goal. You're like, why? It doesn't matter, but you know what's going on. And then, you know, if you're into it, you know, you just start to see those players doing stuff that you just can't even think of. And that is probably part of why I sought out a podcast too, because like I was just seeing all these clips online and, you know, just players doing just wild stuff. One of the first clips that I really, really like enjoyed was like, there was one with Arsenal and there was one with Squishy, and the one with Squishy was, he was doing it was a side dash all the way down the field to do like a side dash roll, like into the goal to save the ball. And it was just, it was insane to watch. And then, the one with Arsenal was like, somebody came in for a demo and he just barely hops over him with the ball. And then he goes up the wall and then he dribbles it. And then he like fakes out a defender and then flips it over the other one. And it was like, all of it was just so good. And I was like, I've got to get more of this. And so that's when I started to watch esports. And you know, it just was always fun to watch. You know, I don't always have time for it. I don't always have time to watch all of it, but you know, whenever I do, I like to sit down and watch it. And then I've obviously been to a few LANs, and those were always, you know, those were really fun. I would like to go to some more, but we'll see what the future holds.
No, for sure. And was there a team? Was it just a player? Like, did you start cheering for the team Squishy was on? How did that kind of like choosing your team, choosing your player? How did that come about?
What was that?
So when you got into esports, right?
Yep.
What team or what player did you just gravitate towards Squishy? Was there a team you gravitated towards? How did you kind of, you know, find the team to cheer for?
So the team has changed a little bit. I'm not going to say I'm, you know, I'm not going to say I'm a purist or anything. I will jump on the bandwagon. I was like, Squishy is really good. I like him. I like that name. It's really funny. Also, he happens to be at the time on the best North American team, NRG. And I was like, we're going to root for NRG. And they had some sick decals and I was all for it. But then like, as soon as I started cheering for them, they went south. So it was like the slow decline of like a year where like they would like peak in a tournament and do like really well and then crash and then like peak and then just crash and then eventually just nothing but crash. And you know, it was rough to watch. Fault. Yeah. It's definitely my fault. But then the other team ended up being, SSG, ironically, you know, because the Arsenal was the other one in the clip and, that I really liked. And, I actually fell in love with SSG whenever I went to LA for the LAN, whenever they opened up, because they weren't really supposed to do very well. They ended up making it, you know, really far in that tournament, I think the quarterfinals, and the crowd was just so hyped every time they came on stage. And you know, I can still like, you know, hear the chants of, you know, Daniel, and just stuff like that. And, you know, hearing that they were all LAN boys and, you know, get hyped up. And I was just really excited to see all that in person. And So after that event, I went hard for SSG until they, you know, started switching the roster around. And, you know, I still like them. I still rock their decals every once in a while. But right now I'm kind of teamless. I don't really have a favorite team anymore. I'm just kind of like, yeah, we'll see what happens.
I think that's fine though right now. Like I think we're kind of in that weird phase of name not intended, but we're in a weird phase where I think the scene itself is kind of trying to figure out what the next thing is going to be, right?
Yeah.
We're kind of stuck a little bit in the in between in the what are the orgs going to do, right? How is that all going to work out? So I am totally fine with you not having a team, because I think we're going to actually have to wait until keep waiting for a little bit, until we kind of figure out what the scene is going to look like in the future. Right.
I'm just excited for LANs to come back, or, you know, the esports to come back whenever it comes back in, I guess maybe January. I don't know. But
yeah, that's currently where we're at. Yes, as far as this podcast is concerned, because we're on our own 5th year anniversary parade, and as far as we're concerned, we're sort of full of ourselves, and that's the only thing that matters in the Rocket League scene right now.
they delayed the season to line up with your 5-year anniversary. That's what it was.
They're like, we can't do it. We can't start our LCS 2024. All right, until the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast gets their 5-year anniversary show in.
Is the 5-year anniversary before? Is it in December or is it in January?
By the accounts of the Rocket League first episode, I think it was January 2nd or January 9th. Oh, something yeah. like
they
that.
Definitely planned it. Conspiracy confirmed.
Yeah, there you go. Conspiracy confirmed. Yeah, yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, they're going to have it back, and they're going to get rid of First Touch. And all right.
Yeah, actually, so like the big news that we've been kind of hyping up the is that, yeah, we're replacing First Touch. That's what's up.
Yeah, you heard it here first, guys.
Yeah, so see us in, you know, when you see us. No, I appreciate that. Okay, I think that's kind of gives us a brief kind of rundown of everything there that's happened. Do you like the break? I think this is a question we've asked a lot of people, but like, are you a fan? Are you against the big break we have for M2 seasons here?
I think I was really dreading it initially, and I'm kind of antsy now, but in the in-between, it was not so bad because I've been very busy personally. So
you had time for other stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had very much time to, you know, to watch anything or pay attention to it because I've recently started to get more involved in a bunch of different local programs and state programs, and all of those have been having, you know, conventions and meetings and lunch things and, you know, voting on this and talking about these different issues. And so I've just been very busy.
So it's almost like Frank has become a man of the people. Okay. All right. The Rocket League esports scene apparently is going to miss him because he has to go, you know, make the world right. So, yeah. No, I appreciate that. So I think definitely. So for you, it's like, I mean, for some people, the diehards in the Rocket League scene, it's a long break. I think the bigger thing is probably the orgs, right? Because of the uncertainty, I think a lot of people like a lot of orgs are waiting, right? A lot of players kind of lost contracts or weren't able to renew contracts because of this uncertainty.
Liquid like drop their whole roster recently.
Pretty much, right? And I think it won't come back until like there's a set kind of idea. Yeah, they're
like, we're out until something's confirmed. Like, we can't just keep people on retainer. Which, you know, I get it, but it sucks for the people who were kind of counting on that.
Mm-hmm.
because, like, you know, they can't afford to pay everybody. They're already, from what I understand, it's already losing money. So they can't just double down and be like, we're just going to keep taking losses.
That's what we do in the Rocket League scene. Yeah. We just keep taking losses, and you should stay anyway. So, you know,
yeah, it's just not a great business model when everything is losing money.
Well, it's yeah. Like I said, the best esports has been at this point has been a really good advertisement, or like for the actual game itself. Like that, I think this is the best business expense you can justify for this game. But yeah, okay. So that we had that break. Is there any other stuff? I feel like, you know, there's sometimes, you know, I think Frank was like, yeah, we should get some topics in. I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea, you know. And I gave Frank some topics, and then I'm in here like this far in. I'm like, I feel like we've just flown through him. You know what I mean? And so I think we're gonna do something that I don't know if you're ready for.
What's that?
But for the first time, okay, for the first time in our podcast history, are you ready for this, Frank? You're not only is you being on the show, although I believe you've been on the show before once, right?
Yep.
On the three person, what great episode, the parenting episode, amazing. Even a person I was dating at the time said it was 10 out of 10. So, and they know nothing of Rocket League, but they listened through the whole episode. So it was amazing.
Nice.
Romance corner. We're actually going to talk about romance. No. wouldn't that be that's how you know. That's how you know. Okay. If you go onto the show and Lazero pulls out romance corner and you're on it, you're that's the best guest. That's how it works. You know, I only, there it is. No, I, so you actually, I don't think this is like 2 months ago, posted something in the questions channel.
Oh no. Well,
and so for the first time, we're going to have the person who asked the question be on the show to also then answer that question. How do you feel about that, Frank?
Well, we'll give it a shot. All right.
So, no, I like this, but let's do it. Let's do it. Do you want to actually ask it, like say it out loud here?
Yeah. So the question was, what are some habits of yours that seem obvious, but other players may be getting mixed signals from? So when I asked the question, I was thinking of, we were having a conversation, I think, about just like stuff we do in game. And I'd posted something about how, like, one time I was playing with Cursor and Messi, and Messi kept double committing with me on the kickoff. And I asked, after like three or four times of doing it, I was like, why are you doing this? Because, you know, we're just hitting each other. And, you know, he's a little bit faster than me, but like, we're just messing each other up mostly. And he was like, well, because your wheels weren't turned. And so like, it was in like the, when you have like a two forward, one back setup, or like, yeah. Two forward, one back in the middle. And we were both just flipping to the center and going for the ball. And, he was assuming that since my wheels weren't turned toward the center, that I was going to go boost instead of ball, even though I was left car. I was like, okay, so, you know, normally do you look for that? And he said, oh yeah, everybody, you know, most of the time, anybody he plays with will signal with their wheels which direction they're going to go on kickoff. So like, if you're going to go boost, you'll either keep forward or go angle your wheels towards the boost that you're going to go to, or you'll angle to the center of the field if you're going to go for kickoff, if you're in that, you know, center shotgun kind of setup. And so ever since then, I have made sure to angle my wheels so that the person next to me knows that I'm going to go for boost or for the ball. And I don't know if they know that, but if they do, they get the hint. They may just be thinking I'm wiggling my wheels, doing a little pre-kickoff dance. Yeah, or whatever.
I'm gonna stop right there. I don't know what kind of planet Messi is on, okay? But so,
I just assume it's some SSL stuff, you know?
Well, this is my thing, right? Like, if you guys are actually trying to play a setup, that's one thing. I think every time I've ever played with Messi, I assumed if I don't immediately turn and go for a ball, like, he's going for it, right?
Yeah.
And that's a completely different way to play the game. But I...
He definitely forces you to
Messi's
go faster.
Just going for the ball. I think Messi's just going for the ball.
It might be.
I think once or twice in the 5 minutes, he can probably read where your car is and say, I can get there faster. Sure. But I think automatically his default, his A1, right? Like, his very first thing he's gonna do is go for the ball, unless you are obviously getting there before him, right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of SSL players play to those two extremes. So they either have the extreme of, I know this, I'm going for this ball, it's taking the ball, it's my ball no matter what, or like the other extreme, right? I'm not going to go into like the semantics of that, but that conversation to me was hilarious.
It could have very well just been some excuse he made up on the spot, but I've taken it to heart. So, Messi, well, if you were lying, then I'm disappointed in you.
Kickoffs, I think kickoffs are pretty standard.
So the problem was that he thought that I was not going to go for boost or go for the ball. And so he was like, well, I'll just go for it just to make sure.
Wait, this was on a kickoff?
Yeah, this was on there was like 4 or 5 kickoffs in a row, or, you know, over like a game where he would go with me when I was the one that was supposed to be
doing the kickoff. So is there someone in front of you? Like, what's going on here? All right, I can't have the big gym bro just like beating up on people and saying he's better than them. Okay. I can't. are both of you behind like cursor or something? Like, what's going on here?
No. This was in the setup where we're like stacked like to both center in the middle of in front of the goal on the kickoff, you know, where you just go straight.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would both be right beside each other. And he would be like on the right side and I'd be on the left. So I'm normally going for the ball. And since my wheels weren't turned to the right towards him and the center of the field, then he would just assume that I wasn't going to go for the ball. So he would go for the ball.
That's some elitist. That's some elitist BS. No. What is he talking about? It's left goes unless like.
Exactly. But he didn't trust me. So I'm just going to cover the bases.
I've seen Cursor and Messi do this, right? And they will be like, oh, yeah, well, like, you don't play GC lobbies. And I'm like, no, I don't. So the GC and the SSL should adjust like that.
it always takes me a long time to adjust whenever I'm playing with Cursor and Messi, but eventually it will get there. But yeah, they do a lot of stuff.
I'm now completely on your side. Like, that's completely unreasonable. It's left goes first, especially the more casual the game is.
Oh, yeah.
Or even if it's not casual, if you know you're not playing with someone who plays at your ranks, my only excuse to them would be like, okay, for them that's like the default, like that's what everyone does.
There's a possibility in ranked Rumble, because at one point I was almost GC in Rumble, and me and Cursor were both pushing like C2, so we started partying up. Mm-hmm. And we got into like the C3 range, and Messi hopped on his car and was helping us too, and so this might have been some Rumble games. Which C3 Rumble is a lot of fun.
Yeah. I just
it gets sweaty up there.
I think any diamond to C1 player would do exactly what you're doing, and most GCs and SSLs would be okay to accommodate that, I think. I don't know. 4 times in a row was wild, dude. I'll die in that hill. That's fine. What's funny is with a question like this, I thought we were gonna get like a very like intriguing kind of like conversation. Cause like for me, one thing that pops up right away is if I'm in the right mood, especially if I played a lot of ones, right? I'll just have start habits where I slow down the game continuously, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that, right? Where I think like, oh, and then like the players are like, oh my goodness, he slowed down the game. And they don't know what to do. They don't want to slow down. They want to keep their, especially players who are in flow. Mm-hmm. They want to keep it going. So even if you want to play a certain play style, you can be objectively bad for the rest of your team. because you kind of completely ruin the moment, like the flow of your circle, right? Your rotating back post and all that. I thought that's where this conversation is going to go, but no, this has to do with like kickoff etiquette, and 100% the way I reacted is the way Cursor and Messi would react to this, but in the opposite direction. So just keep that in mind. So for all our listeners, if I am brain dead at like 5 or 6 PM after, a 44.8 hour, work day.
Yeah.
Left goes. So there it is. I'll leave it there. I don't have to add to that. I think that maybe like it could be SSL. That's fine, but like I don't know.
Yeah.
To me, at that point it almost seems like you're. I think if you're that good, you should be able to adjust. That's all I'm saying. Okay. If you're that good, if you could actually read, all right, then you should be able to read that we both went for the same ball.
If you're that good, just cover the goal, you know? Nobody's getting past you.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Sit in the goal, all right? Sit upside down in the goal. Yeah. You're not that good.
This is an episode dedicated to we're coming for you, Messi.
Was it conversation? We've now found out that Messi ruined the tournaments.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We didn't ruin the tournaments, but I did have to ban him for a while because otherwise, like, no one wanted to show up.
The very first tournament that I ever did was literally the Gauntlet tournament, and I just immediately got pooped on by Messi because I was
the Gauntlet one's a fun one though. I think that was a fun idea.
You arranged it from like lowest rank to highest rank. And I was the second lowest person. Mm-hmm. So I think he came in and like 1v1, I think Kobe. And then he 1v1'd me. Yeah. And I was still playing on the Switch at the time. And like it had bad connection. And then I was not that great. And so he literally just got 5 kickoff goals in a row. And I was like, well, that was it.
tough, you know. Welcome to the real world, right? All right, you gotta know your place.
I was really,
I guess,
excited for tournaments, and then I get here and I'm like, this is not it.
Although would that even make, it's not even a tournament, that's like a spectacle, that's a show match.
Oh yeah,
I've still kept him up here. Look at this man.
It was the fodder for Messi to gain his black title.
Although, you know what's crazy? Okay. I'm saying all this crap, all right? Man's been boosting the server since March 3rd of last year. Ooh. So hats off to Messi. I don't know if I'll get we'll see if we get any crap from this. So it will just be me though, mostly. okay. Let's do one more bit from this. Are there any other things you can actually think of, like in your actual gameplay, that you feel like people misread and you're like, how could you react like that? Like, why are you reacting this way when I did this?
There's a lot of times when I'm playing threes or mm-hmm. I mean, or even twos really, but like when I'm playing by myself, you know, cause I solo queue everything, that I will have the ball and I will like be going toward their corner up the wall or like just, you know, maybe hitting it off the wall or something. And I'm like, there's gotta be somebody right here. I've been like slow playing this thing for 15 years at this point. And then I finally get it and I center it and they're all the way in the back getting back boost or just chilling in the goal. And I'm like, what are you doing? That part is like even worse in twos. I've recently run into teammates. Geez,
tough. No one wants to go in.
I've been running into teammates who just will not leave the goal if I've got the ball. And I'm like, I think I'm pretty good, but like I can't consistently just 1v2 their whole team for 5 minutes. Like if you, like, I understand wanting to be conservative and like, you know, hang back so you can defend a little bit, but like you at least got to come to midfield. Or like position well, you know, like you can't just sit in the goal and be like, you got this. That gets me. I get so tilted when that happens. Yeah.
I think you're right. I mean, it's one of the hardest things in the game because I think especially it's like when so many teammates have betrayed you, you just start doing dumb things. Like you're just like in your own zone the whole time. You're like, no, I don't trust you. You're not going to do the pass the way you want it to, right?
There'll just be times I get like 4 or 5 50s in a row and then finally get it off the corner. I've beaten both defenders, but I've got 0 boost left and I can't get it. And I'm like, all right, my teammate's definitely here. Nowhere to be seen.
But they're, you know what? They're like, nah, you're gonna lose one of those 50. They didn't believe you on the second and third 50. They're like, nah, it's not happening again. It's not. Let's go back, boss.
Oh well.
I get what you mean though. It's and I think it's like it's one of those things where like we talk about reading your teammate and reading your opponents, but like if you overread or it's like it's almost like sometimes people play differently,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's just like some games, nothing will click. Right? I have some games that everything clicks right away and some games, nothing clicks. And both those games are correct because it's just some people at the beginning of their session, some people at the end of the session, some people have very good mechanical skills, some people have better defensive skills, some people have better passing skills even, right? Some people have better 50s, right? And it's like the thing that got you to the dance might be so different and it's such a rough thing, I think, with ranked. It's like play to your best ability as consistently as possible, and at 55% wins, you should slowly rank up. Like that's really it, right? But you have to play that amount of games without getting tilted, without saying, am I doing something wrong? Is the other person doing something wrong? Because overanalyzing during gameplay is not helpful, right?
Honestly, thinking during gameplay is fine.
Because
I just got so tilted seeing everybody what a save and like type and whatever. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I've had Chad off for like a year. I just don't. I've got it to where unless you're an epic, you know, on my friends list and in a party with me, I can't see anything.
I think that's fair, honestly.
I much prefer it that way. It lets me have more fun, and I just basically put on some music and play some Rocket League and have a good time. Or a lot of times now, my brother-in-law will come and, you know, just kind of watch because his computer is right behind mine. And so he'll just watch my games and, you know, we'll chat about the game as we're going. He'll be like, dude, that was awesome. Or like, ooh, you got smoked right there. And, you know, we'll just kind of in real time kind of break it down.
No, that's awesome. That's such a fun way to play it. That's the way to do it. I like that. I like that a lot, actually. Maybe one day the question should be like, what's your favorite like social Rocket League setup? You know, is it going to an event? Is it just hanging out with your friends, talking while you play? I recently, like, I literally had a friend who played mouse and keyboard, brought his laptop to my house, and we played a game. We played one game because this man cannot lose. Okay. But it was like, it went to overtime. It was epic. We were like 5 minute overtime. And I got like, there was one point I got stressed and like, oh no, we're going to lose. And then we won it. And it was like, this was 10 minutes. And this felt like the emotional gravity of the situation felt greater than like a 2 hour session, you know?
So you say he cannot lose even because he's so good, or just like if he loses, it's a bad day.
He's just such a sore loser. Like he cannot lose.
Yeah, some people are
but,
like that.
Well, I mean, it's like a newer friend I made, but like he was actually like, I think in 2015 had an offer to go to Korea and play StarCraft, right?
Okay.
The man played StarCraft for like a year or two and already had offers from Korea, right? So it's one of those obsession.
Yeah.
So when he's playing a game that he's not bad at Rocket League. Like I think he's like a platinum or diamond player or whatever, right? But I think it's one of those things where it's the type of people that like he's the type of person if he lost in that game, he'd be like, I'm now playing for the next 3,000 hours. You know,
yeah.
Like that's that would be his reaction. So
I played with some people.
I was happy we played one game. I was happy we won.
I played with somebody fairly regularly that they're like, as long as we're playing casual, like everything's fine. But if we go into a ranked game, I'm going to get serious. And if we're not doing well, it's going to get bad. And I'm like, okay, we'll just stay casual then. It's fine.
And like maybe like some people. I get that mentality sometimes, but like I treat ranked like casual at this point.
Yeah.
Like if I'm diamond 3 or C3, like it does not matter to me. Like And it's not even like I don't want to push and like I don't want to get better at the game. It's like I have played like I think some people forget, but I have played like with somewhat like sincerity, right? At this point, I've gotten good at 7 games, we'll say, right?
Yeah.
I have done this rank cycle years upon end with 7 different games.
Yeah.
To pretty much all of them, at least top 10%. Okay, maybe not Call of Duty. I never got good enough Call of Duty. But most games to that top 10%, right? And it's like, I am okay not caring about the points because I've cared about them for over 10 years. So with that, I think that'll be a good outro here for today. How about that, Frank?
Sounds good.
Do you have any final things? You're on the show. We're going to the 5-year anniversary. Any final shout outs, final things you want to kind of say to our community? This is your chance as a patron, as a longtime listener and fan of the show. What do you want to say to everybody?
You know, if you want somebody to play with and you don't have anyone to play with, just hit them up on Discord. You know, there's tons of us that play pretty regularly. And even if it's just some casual games or extra modes or custom games, it's always a fun time. So if you see somebody else on and you want somebody else to, you know, vibe with, just hit us up.
All right. I'm going to second the homework for your week this week. Same idea. I want you to at Frank in the general saying I'm Tuesday. Like give him like a day and like a time in what's your time zone here?
I'm in Central.
In Central, give him a time in Central. All right, I am free Thursdays 6 p.m. Central. All right, give him something like that. Okay, whatever time works for you. See if he's on. Try to catch him this week. How about that?
All right, let's say
maybe Friday.
Let's say what day works for you at 9 p.m. Central.
Okay, well that's what Frank is saying, but just in case you listen to this podcast 3 weeks from now,
there you go.
You can also at Frank and ask him what time this week he's playing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And if you can hop on and join him,
how about that? I can usually play late on any weekday.
There you go. There you go. Frank, just at Frank. Be like, hey, let's play. Yeah. Okay. The reason I'm saying a date and time, because I think that usually helps. If you're just like, hey, I'm free tomorrow this time. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. I get messages every once in a while from, you know, Chaos or Too Much Space or used to Clorox, but not so much anymore. But yeah, I mean, I'm usually down to set up a time to play. So
there you go. There you go. All right, listeners, I hope you enjoy the show. Frank, you're once again so awesome to have you on. This was I very much enjoyed this show. There were some random things we got into. We can talk about D&D because it's my new random thing I'm interested in. So at some point maybe I'll this is an announcement. We are starting the D&D ASAP Weekly.
Oh yeah.
ASAP Weekly D&D. No. Oh, don't give me ideas. Nah, that's not a bad idea. That's actually a really good idea. I hate that idea. It will be way too much time commitment, but I really like the idea. Anyway, with that, I will see you next time. Peace.
Bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.